I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In late May, northern Bangladesh saw the worst flooding in two decades. Millions found themselves stranded as their villages and cities were inundated with water. Bruce Allen with FMI says it's not even monsoon season yet.
The pouring rain has forced 90,000 people into shelters in this area of the world. About 270 camps for people to live in have been set up until the water subsides. But it's still even just difficult to get to these camps. I mean, some of the photos that I've been seeing are, you know, roads are destroyed. Transportation is out of commission.
The situation might get worse if waterborne illness begins to spread. One FMI partner, Pastor Paybok, lives in the mountains above the flooded city of Sylhet. He and his church have an opportunity to show the love of Jesus to those in need, ask God to move despite the disaster. And Pakistan is a Muslim-majority country, but Christian TV does exist there. Andrew Hart, CEO of Pac-7, says they want to engage people of all backgrounds in conversation about Christ. Conversation hinges on program quality.
Because we are really committed to getting programs shown on national television so that the wider population of Pakistan, people of all faiths, can see them, we really need to compete with the best programs that are on TV.
Years in senior leadership at Sat7 International, a Christian satellite television ministry serving the Middle East and North Africa, prepared Hart for his work in Pakistan.
Like Sat7, at Pac7, we make programs that people are going to enjoy watching. They're not going to feel attacked in any way for their own beliefs, but they're going to have an opportunity to learn about what Christians believe and to see Christians bringing their own witness.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.